Welcome to the experience.
Left channel. Right channel.
Welcome to the experience.
Left channel. Right channel.
Hi, this is Mark, and welcome back to the Candle Shore podcast. This is show number 12. The title of today's show is Just a Little Help. I started thinking about the concept of help and helping and being helped on my recent trip to Kentucky. I am low vision, as you know, and as such, I do need assistance. I traveled alone this time. I did need assistance in the airport, boarding the plane. While on board the plane, and I had to make a connecting flight, make a connection in O'Hare to go to Louisville, at which time I also needed some assistance going from one terminal to the other. And I started thinking how fortunate I am to live in a society where, you know, such assistance is available. So again, it started me thinking about the concept of help, and that's what we're going to talk about. You know, I do frequent Las Vegas. Not a lot, but I do go. And as those of you who've been there know, that the casinos can be very dark. And also the restroom facilities are equally as dark and very large. In fact, they're larger than some people's houses, or certainly their apartments. And there have been many times when I've gone into a restroom and it's been too dark. And someone will walk up and ask if I need assistance navigating the facility, which I gladly accept. And it's very nice. It's a nice thing to have people, especially men, you know, who don't mind doing that. They seem to enjoy doing it. Clearly I'm grateful for the assistance. And it's nice to see humanity express itself in that way. And, you know, I've recently talked to several people. Let me stop and say this first. I know there's the old thing, the old saying about men, you know, how we don't like to get help from other people, especially when we're navigating from one place to another. And sadly enough, I do fall into this category, which is kind of funny when you think about it. I don't mind getting assistance in a bathroom from a strange guy, but I don't want any assistance from anybody navigating from Los Angeles to New York. So I know it makes no sense, but what can I say? I am a guy, right? After all, there we go. Anyway, there are people who do have a problem, apparently, and I've talked to some people recently who, even after very invasive abdominal surgery, who find it very difficult to ask even their spouses for assistance to do day-to-day activities. And I started thinking, why is this? How can this be? How can this be? I think it has something to do with somewhere in their minds that asking for help denotes either weakness or that they're not as smart as someone else, as their neighbor, not as valuable as their coworkers. And so if you are one of those people who feel this way, I need you to start letting that go. You know, as a person with a handicap, I've learned very early how to ask for assistance. So for me, it's not a very big deal. But I understand that there are a lot of people, women and men alike, who have a difficult time asking for assistance because they really don't want to appear to be needy or weak or and somehow less valuable than the person to whom they would ask for assistance. So I want you to really take a long look at yourself, take a long look at yourself and think about this. And if you are one of those people, then let's start letting that go. Let's start asking people to help us and help you. Because more often than not, you know, there's someone who will help you. Another thing that comes to mind on this concept of help, and this is when I pose this question to various people, I say, you know, why do you find it difficult to ask for assistance? I have heard several times that the fear of rejection is a major factor in their reluctance to ask for assistance. So I have to give that some credence, but I have to, you know, we're all afraid of rejection. There are some people who will not help you. They will say, no, I will not help you. Or maybe they don't feel they're adequate in helping you. So, yeah, fear of rejection is certainly a reason to have difficulty in asking for help, but it's certainly no excuse. And more often than not, I think that if you ask enough, you get in the habit of asking for assistance when you need it, you will find that more often than not, people will in fact help you. Another byproduct of asking for help when you need it, whether it's choosing a career, redirecting your life, trying to refocus on any goal that you have, what you will find is that it does, asking for assistance does, most often, make you more approachable. People like dealing with people that they have something in common with. In this instance, is the way I'm describing it, common refers to needing assistance. We all need help at some point in our lives, whether we want to admit it or not, whether we seek it or not. It is an absolute fact. It's a truism. And so, when you ask someone for help, they are more likely to, one, want to help you, two, and that's an obvious thing, I understand, to feel more in sync with you. Like, you know, it brings them closer to you. You build a bridge there. There's a bond that is developed even in a fleeting moment, like opening a door for someone, or in my case, someone helping me in a facility. There is a bond. There's something. There's something that is built there, and it's a nice feeling. So I want you to keep that in mind, that sometimes, and there have been several times in my lifetime when people have wanted to help me when I really didn't need to be helped. Either they could tell by the way I was maybe straining to see something, or the way I was walking or hesitating, or whatever the situation is, and they offer to help me. Very rarely have I said I don't need assistance, because I understand two things, and I want you to understand the same two things. One, when you don't want to reject assistance unless you really have a need to, because it took a lot of courage and kindness for that person to ask you if you need that assistance. And that's the first thing, to keep in mind that it's not just about you. It is about the other person who is offering their assistance. And the second thing I want you to remember is sometimes helping someone else helps the helper more than that whom they helped. How many ways can I say help in 10 seconds? I don't know. Does that make sense? Allowing someone to help you may make that person feel better about themselves. Think about it. How many times have you yourself said, gee, there's got to be someone who needs, I'm going to put it in a very generic way, and I'm not implying at all that this means that this is your case if someone does this, but we all need to feel like someone benefits from our existence. Does that make sense? Maybe that's clearer, I think. Everyone needs to feel that. And I have certainly been in situations where I didn't need assistance, but allowing someone to help me. Now, I don't mean playing with somebody. I don't mean, obviously, you know, you let somebody help you in a particularly ridiculous situation, but certainly one where, you know, they can offer their assistance. Let them do it, because I know that it made them feel good to help me. And in that way, I'm in a very strange way, I am reciprocating the help. So, helping helps the helper. I love this. This is great. People always talk about, well, what about helping homeless people? I have a philosophy about this. One, my basic philosophy is when homeless people or panhandlers ask you for assistance, I almost never give them money. If they really are hungry, I'll say, look, you know, there's a store around here. I'll pick up something for you and bring it back. But I, you know, I don't give money to panhandlers. And so people talk about, well, that would not help them. Well, I don't think giving money to people who clearly can't handle money, by my definition of it anyway, and it is a good idea. So it's great to help people. Hopefully it's in a way that's in their best interest, which may not be instant gratification in the way that they sought it. So there's my opinion on that one. When it's all said and done, if someone offers to help you, even if this means if they can tell you're having a bad day, or they ask you what's wrong, and you think, well, they're asking me, but you want to, I understand the need for privacy. I understand the need for not airing dirty laundry, quote unquote. But I want you to understand the need that the need of the other person may have, that they need, they may have to help you. So, for those of you who have a hard time accepting help, I want you to allow other people to help you, okay? Allow the people to be in your life, even if it's for a fleeting moment, like I said earlier. And more importantly, I want you yourself to help other people. I want you to help other people. Try to, you know, I when I started this podcast, I was thinking I want to just talk about help, but I think I want more than that now. What I really want now is for you to go out and try to help at least one new person a month. Now, I want you to think about what I'm saying. I want you to try to help one stranger a month. What does this mean? It doesn't mean going out in the street and asking people, do you need help? No. It could mean being in a store with an older person who's trying to read something up on the shelf, and you reach up and get it for them. It could mean someone's trying to carry something, offer to help them. They may not accept your help, but offer. This is the real ticket. For those of us, and I need to do more of this myself, volunteer work, maybe you could do that. But I think more often if it means, you know, holding the door for people. Anyway, because there are a lot of selfish people out there. And I want you to let us all of us stop being as selfish. And if you don't fall into this category, that's fine. If you yourself know that you help a lot of people. I don't mean people that you work with. For example, people that you have any kind of normal relationship with. Obviously, I think in order to be someone's friend, you have to be somewhat helpful, or they wouldn't be your friend. So, but I mean, going out of your way to do something nice for somebody is a nice thing. It's a good thing. It'll make you feel good about yourself. It'll make the world a little better place. And you're going to see that has a rippling effect. So try to help at least one new person a month. That's 12 people a year. It's not that much. And for me, just in case, for those of you who are curious, one way that I find that I help people if I'm in a computer store, since I really like computers, or audio-visual store, and I see people who are shopping for computers or audio-video equipment, and they appear to be struggling, I'll usually walk up and say, can I help you? I tell them, I don't work here, this is what I do, and you know, maybe I can answer some questions. So in that way, I try to give back to strangers as best I can. I hope you found this message helpful. I know I said help an awful lot, and I may have rambled a bit, and I apologize, but I am excited about this message because I like the idea of helping other people. I love the concept that helping helps the helper. You know, I just love that. That just puts a smile on my face. I'm smiling big time. So that's a nice thing. So if I didn't help you, at least I helped myself. How's that? Just kidding. Anyway, I hope to see you back here next week. Give me contact information. My name is Mark Taylor. You can go to the main website, All Things Candleshore, at www.candleshore.com. You can subscribe to this podcast at feeds.feedburner.com/Candleshore. Or you can go to the Candleshore blog site, which is where this podcast is launched from, at www.candleshoreblog.com. And finally, you can email me, because I'd love to hear from you, at musicman@candleshore.com. Remember to make a joyful noise this week, and I'll see you back here next week. Take care. Bye-bye.